"You heard about the bird?" Bran asked. The other boy nodded. "It wasn't a supper, like you said. It was a letter from Rob. And we didn't eat it, but the green dreams take strange shapes sometimes," Joe John admitted. "The truth of them is not always easy to understand."
"Tell me the bad thing you dreamed," Bran said, "the bad thing that is coming to Winterfell."
"Does my Lord Prince believe me now? Will he trust my words, no matter how queer they sound in his ears?"
Bran nodded.
"It is the sea that comes."
"The sea?"
"I dreamed that the sea was lapping all round Winterfell. I saw black waves crashing against the gates and towers, and then the salt water came flowing over the walls and filled the castle. Drowned men were floating in the yard. When I first dreamed the dream, back at Greywater, I didn't know their faces, but now I do. That Ale Belly is one, the guard who called our names at the feast. Your Septon's another, your Smith as well. Mickon?"
Bran was as confused as he was dismayed.
"But the sea is hundreds and hundreds of leagues away, and Winterfell's walls are so high the water couldn't get in, even if it did come. In the dark of night, the salt sea will flow over these walls," said Jojen. "I saw the dead, bloated and drowned." "We have to tell them," Bran said. "Ale Belly and Mickon and Septon Shale. Tell them not to drown." "It will not save them," replied the boy in green.
Mira came to the window seat and put a hand on his shoulder.
"They will not believe, Bran, no more than you did."
Jojen sat on Bran's bed.
"Tell me what you dream."
He was scared even then, but he had sworn to trust them, and the Stark of Winterfell keeps his sworn word.
"There's different kinds," he said slowly. "There's the wolf dreams, but those aren't so bad as the others. I run and hunt and kill squirrels. And there's dreams when the crow comes and tells me to fly.